From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump revisited his spat with the media Saturday by unleashing a series of tweets, including one stating that his use of social media was not presidential, but modern-day presidential. Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Trump's use of the platform was consistent with who he is earlier this week.
I don't think that it's a surprise to anybody that he fights fire with fire.
There was a quick and firm criticism by members of Congress of the president's comments, even from within the president's own Republican Party. Lebanon's military Saturday dismissed allegations of abuse against hundreds of Syrian detainees in a security sweep at a refugee settlement. They said the mass detentions were necessary to combat terrorism. Five suicide bombers blew themselves up Friday during military raids in two refugee settlements in Arzal near the border with Syria. Subsequent security sweeps sparked accusations of abuse, particularly after pictures surfaced of detainees flat on the ground with their hands bound as Lebanese soldiers stood over them. The interior ministers of France, Germany, and Italy will meet in Paris on Sunday to help Italy deal with masses of migrants arriving on its shores. Italy is struggling to respond to the influx of tens of thousands of migrants and threatened earlier this week to close its ports to migrant rescue boats in order to force the vessels to go to other Mediterranean countries. Italy has so far taken in 82,000 migrants this year, as the country has become the year's main port of arrival to Europe for the mostly African migrants. More than 2,000 migrants have died making the trip from North Africa. For instantaneous updates, be sure to follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News. World leaders gathered in the French city of Strasbourg Saturday to honor the late former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, who is credited with forging the reunification of East and West Germany in 1990. Kohl died on June 16th at the age of 87 and is the first national leader to be honored with a ceremony at the European Parliament seat in Strasbourg. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton said that Kohl gave individuals the opportunity to be part of something bigger than just themselves.
And the only gift we can leave behind is a better future for our children and the freedom to make their own choices, including their own mistakes.
Kohl served for 16 years as German chancellor, presiding over West Germany from 1982 to 1990, and serving as the first chancellor of a reunified Germany from 1990 to 1998. U.S. and Philippine navies ships have patrolled waters in the southern Philippines, where kidnappings by ransom-seeking Abu-Sayyaf militants have sparked a regional security alarm. Abu-Sayyaf gunmen have kidnapped crewmen from Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, on board passing tugboats and cargo ships, and held them for ransom on southern Sulu and outlying islands in recent years. The Philippines, Malaysia, and Indonesia have agreed to take steps to deter and stop the threats in the busy waters. Australia has a new information warfare unit that will start operations within days. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australia's newest frontline forces are keyboard warriors, analysts, technicians, and computer experts who lead the fight against cyber attacks. The unit will run both defensive and offensive operations. It will allow Australia to respond to modern digital forms of conflict. The Information Warfare Unit will have 100 staff members, but that figure is expected to grow to about 900 in a decade's time. Professor Greg Austin is a professor in the Australian Centre for Cybersecurity.
We're definitely well behind the United States.
Analysts say the formation of the Cyber Warfare Unit is one of the biggest strategic shifts in Australian military planning. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
Pope Francis on Saturday declined to renew the mandate of German Cardinal Gerhard Müller as prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the Vatican's highest office that processes and evaluates all cases of priests accused of raping or molesting minors. The developments underscore how the Catholic Church's sex abuse crisis has caught up with Francis, threatening to tarnish his legacy. Müller, Deputy Monsignor Luis Lardaria Ferrer, a Spanish Jesuit, was named as his replacement. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.